have to cancel the concert due to an emergency. Please follow the marshal's instructions and evacuate the building.
All civilians are required to evacuate the area in accordance with instructions that will be broadcast on TV and local radio. Evacuate calmly and do not panic. Civilians are required to evacuate the area in accordance with instructions that will be broadcast on TV and local radio. Evacuate calmly and do not panic.
Years, a growing number of people have claimed to have regained lost memories of childhood sexual abuse. Clearly, our understanding of memory is changing.
Well, that's just not the way the human mind works at all.
Highly controversial.
Years worth of repeated horrendous abuses that have occurred over and over again.
In trying to unlock the mysteries of our memory, researchers are getting closer to understanding the most tightly guarded secrets of our mind.
Mind control. From the time they were 4 years old, 7 years old, they were tortured by the CIA. It involved electroshock, physical torture, lights, spinning tables, hallucinogenic drugs. Sleep deprivation, isolation tanks, hypnosis, mind programming with commands, layers of trauma that induced buffer zones of amnesia between the traumas. And essentially thereby created multiple personalities. Memorize information photographically and not remember it. Career operations, assassination operations, sex agents, blackmail operations.
The UN is urging people around the globe to keep fighting in the next century. Tune in now for a look at sports.
My name is Barbara Mullen.
Scientific battleground over how our brains make memories.
My goal from New Orleans, Louisiana, that I was taken to several places.
That it's time now that people in America and all over the world become more aware of the many thousands, if not larger numbers, of victims of people that have been used in mind control experimentation, as well as being within our own government and other governments as operatives that are doing mind control. We said that the slave labor force without their own knowledge or awareness.
As a child, I was subjected to mind control experimentation that is continuing today. And as a citizen of the United States, I demand that a presidential inquiry and a commission is set up to expose and uncover this past and current day experimentation. I'm a mind control survivor from the CIA. and now it's been proven, and I'm finally free. But there's a lot of other survivors out there who are still struggling, some who are dying in suicide programs. There are children who are still being abused and used as human slaves, especially for pedophiles. And I'm begging y'all, please help us get these thoughts to work on this and to see that these human slavery atrocities are stopped. Thank you.
Mind control.
Mind control.
Mind control.
Mind control.
Mind control.
Mind control.
Mind control guinea pigs.
Mind control.
The most tightly guarded secrets of our minds.
Dulles authorized operation MK Ultra. Dulles authorized operation MK Ultra.
We did plant childhood memories.
Mind control.
We are a nation of guinea pigs. We are a nation of guinea pigs. We are a nation of guinea pigs.
A Senate investigation uncovered MK Ultra, a top secret research and development program of the CIA.
We are a nation of guinea pigs.
Manipulating human behavior.
New electronic devices with high energy directed beam mind control mechanisms.
To receive a small dose of LSD, they're confused and undisciplined.
LSD tests were also conducted on more than 1,000 U.S. soldiers who were not told they were part of secret experiments in mind control.
New electronic devices with high energy directed beam mind control mechanisms.
Capable of thinking.
Mind control.
Mind control.
Mind control.
Mind control.
Mind control.
Mind control guinea pigs.
Time. I didn't know who I was, where I'd been, where I was going.
They were tortured by the CIA.
I don't think they expected this many of us to be recovering and waking up and getting
angry. I wasn't excited. I had no conscious awareness of self at all. I simply existed. The way I was sold into the project is I had a personality for pornography. My father was using me in pornography at a very early age. I remember distinctly him coming over to our house when I was still very, very young. Telling my father that he could receive me. He was became implemented on various levels and from different angles to set me up for future mind control programming that would eventually make it a Pentagon level mind control plane. Because I'd been prostituted to policemen. I'd been abused by the priest in the church. I was being abused by a senator. I was routinely prostituting two guy bands, Jackson, Gerald Ford, and their friends, one of whom was Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. Not only was Pierre Trudeau part of the same Jesuit community that was abusing me within the Catholic Church, not only was he involved in pedophilia, he was also involved in Project Monarch. The reason he was involved also, as I later found out, was all for the purposes of implementing the New World Order.
W, I don't know if the video is working. Was this one working? This one's not? Okay. All right, well, I hope you got the idea of that last piece. It was about mind control. And, once upon a time, the U.S. government has apparently figured out how to create a total mind control slave. And they've been doing this for many decades. Through use of trauma-based conditioning. Now, for the U.S. government, that's a pretty neat trick. Unfortunately, involves the torture and the severe trauma of children, because that's how they have managed to create mind control slavery that's going on. A lot of the survivors who have been coming forth in the last 5 years or so have been organizing and been calling for a government investigation into the mind control experimentation that's been going on, particularly with children. If anybody wants to lend their support to this campaign that's going on, there's letters of support to President Clinton and Prime Minister Chrétien at the back table there. And, you know, there's a whole, it's really amazing how we as humans are so influenced by each other and by outside things coming in, including advertising. And that really there's a whole continuum of social influence that goes on with mind control being at the extreme end of that. And I mean, even here tonight, you know, you watching us here, the situation of social influence, not that we'd ever, you know, engage in mind control up here, but so for our next number, we're going to take you deeper into a collective trance state in preparation for your next set of post-hypnotic suggestions.
Hey, Shaq, you got another joint on you?
Hey, you want some dust?
Yeah. You got a zipper?
Yeah. Same stuff we did last week.
Yeah, that stuff's great.
Look, you like to get high, right? You don't have to make excuses. You don't have to be perfecto mundo all the time.
Look, I'll give you a joint, okay? Okay?
Okay, look, here, here's a joint.
Only takes a few hits to get high.
Something has happened to the American youth in the last 20 years. They have become the turned-on generation.
All right, you ready? Here we go, kid. Nightmare on drugs.
Television is enough to convince anyone that this is a drug-oriented society. TV commercials show our children.
Stay up late and study, okay? Okay? So somebody has some pills.
Did you know he smoked marijuana?
He was glassy-eyed. Taking anything.
Drugs.